Musicians of Malwick is a flexible-sized chamber ensemble based in the greater capital region. The ensemble is celebrating the start of its 20th season with a new commission based on ghost stories. On Sunday, October 6th, Musicians of Malwick will debut the Hyde Sextet, written by composer and pianist Max Kaplan. The concert will take place in the drawing room of Hyde Hall in Cooperstown, New York, and will also feature spooky works by John Williams, Arthur Foote, Richard Einhorn, Gerald Finzi, Camille Saint-Saëns to open the Halloween season. To tell us more about the concert and offer other offerings this season, we welcome Musicians of Malwick founder and violinist Anne-Marie Barker-Schwartz. Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you, Joe?
I'm fine. Thank you very much for asking, and thanks for being here. It's very nice to talk about this. This is very cool. So how did you get this spooky idea?
It's actually something we started doing way back in 2007. We did a concert in the Troy Cemetery with the Troy Crematorium, and we sold
it. It was darker than I expected.
Yes, and there's nothing like playing in a crematorium, and it sold out. In fact, we had to have two shows. And we've resurrected this theme sort of biannually since then.
Sure.
And then I thought perhaps in 2015 that it was time to bury it. And
see where you're going here. Go ahead.
Yes. And then as we were preparing for our 20th anniversary season, we had so many people ask, when are you going to do macabre music again? I thought, why not do it? We've got, you know, we have some staples that we include, like the Danse Macabre of Camille Saint-Saëns. We had this amazing arrangement by William Carrigan. And we commissioned Max to do a piece about the ghost in Hyde Hall. And we have some new material. We'll be doing two performances, actually, one at Hyde Hall on Sunday, October 6th. And then we're doing it as part of our opening concert at First Reformed Church on October 26th. So, and there's some video components to that and some special effects. So we're really excited about it.
So tell us about the commission.
So Hyde Hall is considered, Hyde Hall is out by Cooperstown, and
yep,
it's this unbelievable 1820s estate, really beautiful. And they're considered one of the most haunted sites in America. It was featured on Ghost Hunters a few years ago for their Halloween program.
That's cool.
And the staff there loves to do ghost tours. They're called Hide and Shriek. And so many of them feel that they have sensed things in the mansion. And when they were telling me this, I thought, wow, we should have Max write a piece about this. So we got their ghost stories that they use for the tour, and Max took a look at them, and one very much appealed to him, where someone on the staff describes the motion sensors being triggered, but nobody's there. Ooh. And they hear glasses tinkling, and they hear faint music and smell like a waft of perfume, but there's never anything there. And so Max sort of took that story and ran with it. And he wrote a very, it's a piece that's like a Mahler symphony waltz, sort of a grotesque waltz with cool effects in it and some aleatoric sections. And it works really well. And I think it's going to be great for the people seeing it in Hyde Hall. It's going to be very effective.
That's October 6th. This weekend.
This coming Sunday. Yes.
This coming Sunday at Hyde Hall. And then you have other events coming up on the 13th, the 25th, the 26th. So you'll be doing some more macabre music as well.
Yes, we will. And the big one for us is the October 26th in the Schenectady Stockade, another very haunted area. And we're setting up that one a little bit differently. It's mainly the same repertory, but we have a hostess, Jessica Sims, who is going to be Alice Vandeveer, who is a ghost from the stockade, a very sad story from 1670s. She was the daughter of a very overly protective father who ran a shop in the stockade, and she wasn't supposed to date anybody, but she did. And her father found out, and he shot the young man on sight. And then the townspeople went crazy, and they burned the father, but then they felt it was Alice's fault for going against his wishes, so they chased her all the way up to what's now Union College, and they burned her too, as well. So supposedly now her ghost haunts Jackson Gardens in the up on the Union College campus,
yeah,
and she appears at the first full moon after the summer solstice.
Okay.
So we're going to include that in our concert.
This being the first full moon after the summer solstice?
Probably not the first full moon after, but we're taking a little bit of
liberty
with that. Yeah.
Maybe she'll still show up.
Wouldn't that be cool?
That would be great. Yeah.
Or not.
If you can make it happen, you could get more for that.
Right.
VIP experience.
Exactly.
That's at the First Reformed Church in Schenectady, and it's gala, right?
Following the concert will be our gala. You can go just to the concert, but if you want to stay around afterwards, we're going to have a wonderful dinner at the church in their beautiful new hall that has this amazing kitchen. And then we're going to have Max Kaplan, the same composer. He's a wonderful jazz pianist playing jazz, and we're costume contests, some ghosts making special appearances. So it's going to be a wonderful evening.
So, and then things just get started for you all.
They do. The following week, we have a very, I think, interesting program about Eliza Schuyler. And Eliza Schuyler is newly famous, due to her marriage to Alexander Hamilton.
Yeah.
And, of course, she was born in the Schuyler Mansion, which is right in downtown Albany, and lived a large portion of her life there, back and forth a lot. She and Alexander were married there. And so we're doing a concert with narrative and song and musical interludes about Eliza Schuyler's early years with singer Eileen Mack. And we're very excited about this. I think it's how neat to be in the very same place where she lived, listening to music in the same places that she played for parties. And I think it will be fascinating for our audience.
That is November 3rd at the Schuyler Mansion State Historic Site.
Yes.
All right. And then you start getting into the holiday season. I assume you'll be doing...
We always play at the Tenbrek Mansion, and this year is on Sunday, December 22nd. And if you're interested in that, get your tickets early because it always sells out and is standing room only. January, we're playing as part of the Albany 70s Clara Schumann Festival. We're doing a very special program of music dedicated to Clara Schumann, and we're actually featuring some amazing guest artists as well as some students from the Empire State Youth Orchestra, and we're very excited to be collaborating with them.
So how are things? Give us an idea of the group and the flexibility of that group.
So our repertory determines which instruments are included in the
right,
in the performances. And we have regular players on that instrument. For example, Sten Isaacson is our regular guitarist when we need guitar, and Petja Kasareva is our cellist. And so depending on what repertory and the research I've done with the program determines who's actually on that concert. But throughout the year, you will hear Norman Thibodeau flute, Petja Kasareva cello, Sten Isaacson guitar, and me violin, and usually Tess McCarthy singer, and my husband as a singer. So those are sort of our core performers.
The as you plan a season like this, obviously it takes a lot of planning, but do you have a good sense of your audience now?
Oh, absolutely, especially at the Schuyler Mansion, which always sells out. We have our history buffs who sort of, I think, got introduced to our music coming from the other angle. They come to see the mansion, they come to experience
That's
the history in the mansion, and then they love the music and they come back for that.
What were the people, what was the other angle for the crematorium?
So the crematorium actually reached out to me about performing there.
All right.
And people came, I think, for the crazy kind
of...
It is cool.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have to say that our cellist Petya is from Bulgaria, and they have sort of a different feeling about being in one of these spaces, and she found it a stretch of her own imagination to be playing in there in a space that in Europe perhaps they would never, ever cross that line about playing in, you know, a crematorium. But we did it, and people loved it, and I think it made it very real for them. We also played in another incarnation of the concert at the Albany Rural Cemetery Crematorium, and it's an active crematorium with everything associated with an active crematorium.
Downwind.
Downwind, exactly.
This year it's on this Sunday at Hyde Hall, and it'll be a lovely event.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, Musicians of Malwick begins their season at Hyde Hall in Cooperstown, New York, this Sunday at 4:30. To learn more about that event and learn more about all of the beautiful concerts they have going up right into April, you can go to musiciansofmalwick.org. Let me spell that for you. Musicians of, M-A-A-L-W-Y-C-K, musiciansofmalwick.org. Anne-Marie Barker-Schwartz, it's always a pleasure to have you on the program. Thank you very much. Best of luck. Have a beautiful weekend.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you very much. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.